Coach, congratulations. Coming into this game, you were, I know you had to be extremely worried. You were pretty sure that you weren't going to be without two starters, Joe Evans and Marshall Froh. So you had to get two new starters in the lineup, a sophomore and a junior that have their first career start. And then you line up the scoreboard with 24 first quarter points, 37 at the half, and 68 by the end of the game. And how would you summarize this night tonight for you guys?
Well, I mean, with you, when you look at, you know, like you were saying, we set a new career high for the season, or season high for scoring. That's not hard to do when you're averaging like 40 points. But, you know, when you do cut your rotation down a little bit, it does allow some guys to get into a better, you know, a better rhythm, a better flow throughout the game. And, you know, we got the hot start. We shot the ball well in the first quarter. You know, we took advantage when it was there. You know, we didn't force things when it wasn't, and we kind of played in a rhythm. And defensively, they did a fantastic job early, you know, early in the first half, I should say, because we were kind of giving them whatever they wanted as far as the pull-up jumpers went. And then we cut down on some of those little mistakes, and we defensively, we rebounded well in the first half. Got away from us a little bit in the second half, but, you know, just proud of the guys for, you know, pulling together. It's been kind of a rough start throughout the season, and we did have some injuries, but, you know, they pulled together, and they, you know, they found a way tonight to come out and play for one another, and they played well.
All year, you hadn't had a 20-point quarter in your first five games. You have two of them tonight. Your first quarter, you have 24 points, and then the fourth quarter, you have 25 points. It was just good flow, and you guys were getting some good shots as well. They were finally falling, really, for the first time. But you also had some players step up tonight, and one of those was Hunter Yeager. He ended up with 15 points, and really what put the icing on the cake was his four-point play early in the fourth quarter.
He's not going to be shy from shooting. You know, he's a scorer, you know, regardless of his size. He's got a nice-looking outside shot. His free throws need a little work. They're a little flat, but he's very aggressive, you know, when it comes to scoring. So when Hunter's out there, you know, you'd probably worry about putting a sophomore out there for your first time, for your first start in a varsity game, but he's not the kid that you got to worry about. He's got a strange personality. He's kind of carefree, and he plays that way, you know, which is good for the most part. You know, as far as the quarters and the points in the fourth quarter, you know, they obviously had to start fouling a little bit, and they had to play a little bit more aggressively, which, you know, I still give credit to our guys because they still have to make the play. You know, we found some guys cutting back door that's just kind of reading the defense. You know, when the defense is out of position, they made the correct reads and made the right plays. So, again, a ton of credit, but, you know, everything feels a lot better when you shoot the ball well. You know, there's been games where we've probably had just as many shot opportunities. We just didn't knock any of them down. And, you know, we had to play shorthanded even more so than what we thought because we got in early foul trouble. You know, Jackson picks up a foul right away to start the game, and somehow he got shifted over to Parker Volgamore. So he goes out, and then Zach picks up two. So, you know, we are extremely little, but our guards did a great job of battling on the defensive boards.
That they did, and you mentioned Jackson Lewis stepping up with five first-quarter points. He's up six of the game. One kid that isn't going to fill the scorebook for you right now, but just had to step up because of foul trouble, and that was Evan Smith. He got a steal there in the second half there on a lob end to Devin Walker, the 6'8 junior. He was fighting the trees tonight, getting rebounds and doing a lot of little things underneath that won't show up in the scorebook.
Evan is a highly intelligent kid when it comes to, you know, basketball IQ. He nonstop communicates with his teammates, which allows him to, you know, pretty much know where he's supposed to be. So he always seems to be in the right position. He's not overpowering, and he's not a great big kid down there. But man, what he does really well. And you can't ever get mad at a kid like that because he just enjoys every day. He enjoys every practice, and he comes to work. And so, you know, when he gets his time to shine in a game, you know, you couldn't be happier.
And I can't go without it mentioning your high point scorer, Jordan Horn, with 25 tonight. I think about everybody had a career night scoring-wise for you guys.
Yeah, you can tell pretty early. I mean, I think you can with most, you know, scoring guards, whether or not they're on that night. And, you know, some of them start off a little rough and struggle to get going. But, you know, generally when they start off hot, they find a way to continue that. And he started off hot and was very aggressive getting to the basket. And when he goes, I mean, we're going to go, you know. So he elevates so high on his jump shots. Yes. You know, I thought actually at times tonight he kind of bailed out their defense because he got up in the air and tried to double pump and then still shoot it. But he elevates so well that nobody's really going to get in his shot. You know, when he pulls up from 15 feet and elevates the way that he does, there's not a whole lot of people that are going to contest it. So he did a great job tonight. You know, he took care of the ball for the most part. I think he only had one or two turnovers, or that's what it seems like. You know, so for us to, you know, for us to be, you know, a great team, he's got to, you know, kind of lead the way. And I think everybody knows that, but he sees the floor so well, so he's a great passer, and our guys make plays off of him.
Well, you get to 3-3 on the year and 2-0. It sets up a 2-0 league play matchup with a pretty good Holcomb team who went into Goodland tonight and knocked them off for the first time for their first loss this year. And you know what you're going to get with Holcomb. You saw them a little bit with maybe exchange of film and whatnots, and even in live action against Collegiate down at the Round Ball Classic in December.
Yeah, you know, with Holcomb, they always seem to find big kids, you know, and their big kids, they play so well. They execute so well, especially with, you know, their motion, you know, type sets, the three out, two in. Their post players are just, they're so good at executing. Chad does such a good job with their kids. And, you know, when they set up to run a play, they, you know, for the most part, they execute it pretty well and they get what they want out of it. We're going to have a big task at hand to kind of keep their bigs off the boards and keep them from scoring over the top of us. But, you know, they've got guards too. You know, Trey's a great player. He's kind of, you know, gotten stronger over the last couple of years. Good pull-up jump shooter. So we're going to have to be ready to go. They're extremely, you know, talented, as they have been for several years. And they do just a great job executing. So our guys are going to have to be ready. You know, on one day of practice, we'll have to really watch film throughout the weekend. They'll have to look at it a little bit, but we'll have to get a lot done on Monday.
Well, Coach, congratulations for the win and a big road win here, 2-0 and all on the road here. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.